welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
It is the time of year when people are out doing things, and as they do things, they're more likely to get injured, be it a sports injury or such, fixing up the house or whatever. Any sort of injury is easy to identify, and patients are not shy to tell us when something hurts. Acute pain stops people from completing their intended activity, and the resulting injuries are often accompanied by inflammatory sequelae that we're all very familiar with, ecchymosis and swelling and joint effusion and pain. As listeners will know, treatment is difficult, and patients often have their own ideas about how they want to be treated. Our tendencies in medicine are to prescribe something safe that has as little potential for abuse as possible. There is also the conception on the public that they want something that is perhaps stronger, and if it's injectable, that is like, you know, nirvana. That must be really strong, doctor, if you have to inject it. And anything that might be sold over the counter is thought to be rubbish, even if it works. So how do you treat someone who comes in who has an acute musculoskeletal pain? You found a poem that you're going to tell us about this week. It was published in the Annals of Emergency Medicine 2021. It starts on page 345, and it attempts to answer a very simple question. For acute muscle pain, what oral analgesic provides the best immediate relief? Mark, what did we learn here?
Yeah, this was a great study, and they found 600 mainly Latinx patients coming into two emergency departments with a sprain or a strain or a fracture or other musculoskeletal extremity pain. They excluded back pain. Patients were randomized to a single dose of one of five combinations of analgesics. So the first two combinations were just two extra strength Tylenol plus either 400 or 800 of ibuprofen. The next one was acetaminophen 300 plus codeine 30 milligrams, which is basically a T3, as we all remember. Acetaminophen 300 with hydrocodone 5 milligrams, or the last group, acetaminophen 325 with oxycodone, which is Percocet. So the last two being Vicodin and Percocet. You know, if you didn't know anything else, you might say, well, those are clearly going to be much stronger, right? So pain scores before treatment were mostly around 8 to 10 out of 10. So significant pain. The pain scores dropped an average of 3 points in every group 60 minutes after being given the drug, but there was no difference between the groups. By 2 hours, the decrease from baseline was 4.3 to 4.7 points. Again, no significant difference between groups. A similar percent of patients in each group, about 24%, got rescue pain meds within the first 2 hours. Not surprisingly, the likelihood of nausea, vomiting was higher in patients who got an opioid. One additional patient experiencing those side effects for every 25 treated. And the study had the power to detect a difference of 1.3 points between treatments if it existed, but of course it didn't find that difference. So the bottom line is for musculoskeletal extremity pain, pretty severe pain, a single dose of 1,000 milligrams of acetaminophen, so two extra strength Tylenol, and 400 milligrams of ibuprofen was as good as anything else, including Percocet and Vicodin. We've seen this before. We've heard this story told before in other similar studies for other painful condition, acutely painful conditions, that adding the opiate, while there may be a belief that it'll work better, there is no actual evidence in these studies.
I just wonder if you interviewed the patients and asked them, both at the time that they were being given the prescription and perhaps afterwards, specific questions about patient satisfaction and what they were expecting and how satisfied they were with the treatment itself, what you would find. Because that's such a big driver of all of this.
Yeah, well, certainly expectations. You know, we have a hard time, you and I have a hard time believing that, you know, Tylenol and ibuprofen does just as well as Percocet. You know, it's been so deeply ingrained in the medical culture and in patients' belief systems around pain that it's hard for us to buy it. So it's not surprising that it can be challenging for these long ingrained practices and beliefs to change. And so, you know, I don't know what else to say except that you know, there are more and more of these studies. You know, every year we see a couple of these studies come out, and they every single time give the same answer.
Exactly. We'll talk to you again in a week.
All right. See you.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.